worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
First, there were sounds.
And more sounds.
And then there were radio.
I was going to say there was definitely more than one.
And then there were podcasts.
I think the telephones came before that.
I'm talking about things you listen to.
Okay.
And now you're listening to a freak accident. Remember when Crisco said I couldn't come up with something better?
Yeah.
I think I did it.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too very good.
No.
This is a freak accident. I am Lazy E. That is Mickey. Crisco. We don't know why he's not here.
We're still in that rotation of missing a person every week.
Yeah.
And once in a great while, we all get into a group.
Yeah, we all decide, hey, let's do a show.
Okay.
That would be fun. But, no, we're here. So, okay. I had something. Well, first, freakaccent.com. Go there. We have all stuff there. We'll revisit that at the end. We usually do.
Things and stuff and press the buttons.
Yeah, we have a Connect app. Get with us on social media and all that junk and
Apple iTunes and Google Play Music.
I think that's at the end.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
If we
sure.
add that, subtract that.
They could send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yeah, you give us your physical mailing address, and you'll get free stickers as well. There we go. I think we got all the pomp and circumstance out of that thing. And I had a very embarrassing moment this week.
Other than what just happened now?
No, I think that was pretty solid.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. I went to go see what's that movie called? Venom.
Are you sure that's the name of the
movie?
Yeah,
yeah. I was trying to think because we were talking about a movie later on, but I saw Venom.
Okay.
It was okay. That's the best way to describe it.
That's the Spider-Man Venge guy dude thing.
That was the best way you could ever describe it.
Excellent.
The Spider-Man Venge guy. If you don't know who he is, whatever. That's not the point. So I'm going to the theater. I'm running a little late.
Okay.
My buddies are already in the theater. I don't like to miss the preview, so I'm rushing. I get to that parking garage down in Wilkes-Barre.
That's terrible.
Yeah. But it doesn't charge you anything.
This is true. It is free.
That's fine. I get in there. I run to the elevator. Great. I get down. Cool. Run through the doors. And I don't like using the kiosk thing because it never works to buy the tickets.
Right.
Ever works. So I quickly just kind of jot over, and because it was raining and because it was cold, my leg went wonky. And I'm not joking you. Hands went flying, and I went face first into the ground.
I really thought you were going to say you went face first into the plexiglass.
No, I went face first into the ground. The girl looks at me. I'm getting up, and she goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Well, pride's hurt." And I'm like, this isn't going to make it any better. I'd like one for Venom, please. It's like, well, let's live that nerd lifestyle.
Yeah.
That was sad. I was really sad after that one. And I walked in, I'm limping. Of course, I got my big thing of popcorn and everything. So I'm limping with big popcorn, big soda. I'm like, hey, guys, guess what I did? Thank God I have a fiance. If I didn't have a fiance, I'd always be screwed.
Yeah.
Getting fat. I'm a loser.
Falling over. You're doing good.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah. No. No. Mickey, if you were single, would you date a guy like me?
I don't know.
No, you
wouldn't. You're asking the wrong person.
Exactly.
Look at who's downstairs. Come on.
Oh, yeah. So maybe I have a shot in hell. Anyways, today on the show, we've had so much to go to, we can't really delve into this beginning segment thing. We got a news update. Huge news that got updated after we put it in the our little document thing here.
Updatey thing.
Yeah. It is a movie update. It is probably one of the biggest movie moves I've ever seen. This is like if you were in the North during the Civil War and you jumped to the South.
Okay.
It's that big. We'll get to that. Plus, proof, More proof, ICP is terrible in that news update.
No kidding.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to ICP. And by great, I mean something terrible happened and it was embarrassing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. And we're going to play a game in the news update.
Uh-oh.
The 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee shortlist came out.
Okay.
And we're going to decide if they deserve to be going in or if they should be in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, we get to be judgmental. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So we do what we do, what you do best, and I do mediocre. After the news update, we've got lots of... Oh, this is great. Okay. So you know how I met my fiance on Plenty of Fish?
Yeah.
A lot of people. You would have probably, if you knew me at that time, would have said, don't do Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Because it is a... landmine of just perversion and people looking to just send certain pictures.
Aren't all dating sites.
This one's free, that's why.
It's even worse. Okay.
But it turns out I was lucky enough just to walk away with my life.
Oh, yeah.
This lady will prove it. Wait until you hear this. Plus, we teased this last week. What was $10 in today's money worth when you were born?
Lots.
It's going to get really depressing up in here. When you find out what inflation has done to your wallet, man, oh, this is terrible. We're also going to get, this is if we could get to it. We have a lot of stuff going on. 8 key elements for throwing a party that people won't leave in 20 minutes. So if you're throwing this Halloween party, these are the key elements to get people to stay around.
Yeah, me not throw the party.
Yeah, well, you're the person to leave. You would close it in 20 minutes, and we'll possibly end things out, unless it ends sooner, with an anti-capitalist protest, which made for an epic prank that ended up backfiring on the prankster. This is like a double cross.
It is.
A double cross on a double cross, and you're going to get that and all that other stuff on a freak accident today.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
News update.
So much news. Every bit of the news. We have all the news.
I saw that.
Every bit of news. And that's not a joke. Like, we have a lot of news. So we're going to get through all of it in rapid fire style with a patented news update. Mickey, you remember when we were talking about the producer of Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn?
Yeah.
Getting fired from Disney.
Yes.
And it was because of these old tweets that were he apologized for in the past. We've went over this. Everybody has went over this. Well, everybody's wondering, well, like, what's going to happen? Like, where's James Gunn going to go? Or are they going to hire him back? Which Crisco speculated that they would just bring him back and he would come back and everything would be fine and dandy.
Sure.
Nope. In fact, he did the exact opposite. A guy who wrote Guardians of the Galaxy, part of Disney/Marvel, moved over to DC.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is, like, massive. He moved over to DC from Marvel.
Ooh.
Yep.
That was the reaction on everybody's face, because no one saw that coming. And he will be, right now, it is confirmed. When we first put this in here, this morning it wasn't confirmed. He will be writing for them, writing Suicide Squad 2, and possibly producing it.
Okay.
I think they're going to let him do it all. I don't know. Did you ever see Suicide Squad?
Yeah, we did. We ended up going to see it.
So you can kind of get where I'm going with this. This might be the perfect thing for James Gunn. It's kind of that goofy anti-hero where it's kind of humor in it, but
yeah,
dark. That's kind of the Guardians of the Galaxy world.
Right.
This could start tilting things in DC's way.
This is true. That makes sense.
And everybody's like, well, there's still going to be Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not sure because the cast said they're not coming back now. If James Gunn doesn't come back, they do not come back.
Well, then you just take him and move him over to the DC side. It's fine.
Oh, I'm sure. Although I'm not sure. At first, I was thinking, well, they can't because there must be a non-compete in their contract somewhere. Like, you can't work for DC for so many years. But why didn't they do that with James Gunn?
Right.
That seems ludicrous that they didn't do that. Now they lost him to their direct rival.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You know what? That's the best way I could say it.
Knock, knock, trick or treat.
monster. I'm a little monster.
Oh, it's Halloween time.
No, no, it's not. We still got a few weeks.
It's still Halloween time. Yeah. People are getting their costumes, and you remember doing it in Halloween. How late would you go trick-or-treating?
I think usually our neighborhood stopped at like 9-ish.
Okay. I used to go to like 11.
Yeah, like the houses in our area usually stopped around, like, because we started early. We started when it was still light out.
There were still people with like lights off, but some people knew like that's what you did. But how late into your life did you do trick-or-treating?
12, no, actually older than that, because I took my sister trick-or-treating, so she needed a babysitter.
Okay, so you didn't actually... I did it pretty late, because me and my buddies just loved doing it.
Okay.
We liked dressing up, and we didn't go to parties at that time. So I probably did it until I was like 15.
Okay.
I was probably the oldest person doing it. Kind of creepy when I think about it now. Can't do that in Virginia anymore.
Oh, yeah?
They have now said, new law... Anyone 13 or older, 13 or older, who goes trick-or-treating can be sentenced up to 6 months in prison.
For trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Are they ridiculous?
And fines $25 to $100.
Okay, the fines, meh, all right.
No!
Are you going to send somebody to jail over trick-or-treating?
Yeah, but they're saying it's a criminal offense?
I don't know.
That's stupid. They actually say class 4 misdemeanor. So if you're 14, you can't go trick-or-treating?
Guess not. Not in Virginia.
That is absolutely stupid. And then there's like a time range. This is in Portsmouth, Virginia. They only allow it from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Why? Kids get out of school, they have to eat dinner. That's stupid. That's stupid rule. Sending someone to prison?
I got nothing for it.
Because you think it's stupid, I hope.
Well, I do think it's stupid, but I also think the trunk or treating we have around here is stupid, too, so...
Yeah, well, yeah, trunk
can't
or
win.
Trunk or treating is also when they rob your car and trick-or-treating. I hate that mischief night. I'm old. I don't like it. I hate every bit about it.
We're going to come toilet paper your house.
I swear to... Well, that'd be good for me megacolon and all. I can find a song for anything.
Yes, you can.
So, panning off of the whole pumpkin, Halloween, pumpkin spice. Do you like pumpkin spice things, Mickey?
No.
You see, I like the coffees.
No.
Well, forget you then. But that, a lot of people are kind of with you on that. They're kind of oversaturated with pumpkin spice.
Because
at this point.
Got ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you start getting like, it's like hamburger pumpkin spice, and you could get a hair dye pumpkin spice. And
yeah.
I got a cheese when I was down in Cincinnati this
weekend.
That was
pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice Gouda. It's not that great.
I wouldn't imagine it would be.
But pumpkin spice, hold that beer, because Christmas is coming along. And now they want in this game.
Okay.
Now, you think Christmas, what flavor would you think would be flavored?
I don't know, sugary?
Sugary, candy caney.
Yeah, minty.
They
kind of
already have a flavor.
Right.
No. Now there's going to be these cookies that are coming out that are Christmas tree flavored salted cookie crisps.
So they're cookies.
That taste like Christmas tree.
How do you make something taste like Christmas tree with pine nuts?
Pine. It's going to taste like pine.
So it'll be like gin.
Yeah. It's gin for the alcoholic. So you get...
Yeah.
Gin at least gives you an after... Like, there's an end game to that. I'm not a squirrel. Not a chipmunk. I don't want to eat pine. Make it candy cane. I'm in. I don't know what other flavors there are. I actually can't think of anything.
No, then, yeah, I
thought
good.
We hit it all, but no, don't do that. It's terrible, but not as terrible as this next thing. I see miracles all around me. ICP. But we're going to play this out because I want to just listen to the part.
Why?
Ready? Everyday magnets, how do they work? That's right. Miracles, how do magnets work? It's science. It's a positive-negative
Do they also think the Earth is flat?
Oh, they don't. Their heads are flat.
Okay.
They're dumb. And that just was proven. Yes, ICP is back in the news. There was a Limp Bizkit concert, speaking of back anywhere. Limp Bizkit is kind of making a comeback.
Sure.
They're on tour.
Okay.
That's more for more than some other bands could say.
This is true.
Still, I could like some old Limp
Bizkit. Bringing the 90s back.
Yeah, everything old is new anymore.
Great.
So, we have Fred Durst up on stage. Out of nowhere. Well. So he finishes his song. Here comes Shaggy, too dope. Drop kicks him. He missed it.
It's one guy. Calm down, it's one guy. Well, it's two guys. Let's give that guy a hand. Come on.
They played that at the end. So he, to reiterate how this is done, he runs up. All you see is Fred Durst singing, and out of nowhere, this body just goes and tries to dropkick, touches the back of his head, and just falls. And Shaggy Dude, too dope it was.
So no spatial recognition.
And the funny thing is, he was a pro wrestler. They have a pro wrestling organization, and he couldn't pull off a dropkick.
Are we talking like pro wrestling, like WWE, where it's fake?
It is not fake. The results are planned, but it is not fake. They're real athletes.
Okay.
Listen, you want to jump off a top rope or do a flip? I want to see you do that. Challenge.
One of these days.
Oh, challenge is on. By the way, we'll have that video of Dewey Do Dope and Limp Bizkit up on freakaccent.com. But right now, it was revealed. The shortlist for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the longest drum roll of all time. There we go.
You know, I was watching Monty Python downstairs. Are we continuing that up here?
Still haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, so. You know, they made a TV show, too.
Yeah.
You get a lot to catch up on.
I love ketchup. So they came out with the short list. These are the nominees that will now go into this little process where they whittle it down to like five or whatever they do. And that'll be decided in December. But this short list contains Def Leppard.
Okay.
Yay or nay, they deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm going to say they deserve it. That's 80s hair metal right there.
Yeah, I guess.
The drummer had one hand. They are the seven-armed octopus.
Jeez.
They deserve to be in. So they're on that short list. Following that up with Devo. You must whip it. I don't know about this. They seem more like a novelty. The one guy made music for Rugrats after this. That was his claim to fame after this song.
I don't know.
I'm kind of iffy on this. Like, especially when you consider what we'll go over at the end, who got left out. Devo? Like, what contributions?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, they just don't seem important enough.
Maybe they did more than we know about?
No, they did Whip It.
Okay.
Whip It Good. And this one, I just can't understand. Remember, we're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Janet Jackson.
Are they just getting desperate? Is that what's happening here?
It's becoming, if they would just rename it the Music Hall of Fame, I'm totally for Janet Jackson getting it. But it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Michael Jackson made it. I gave him a pass because he had rock music in it.
Sure.
Run DMC. Totally give a pass to, because of the thing with Aerosmith. They revolutionized music at that point. But when you get into the Grandmaster Flashes in there, you have Janet Jackson, who had no part in rock and roll music, not even a close rendition or something that, you know, built up to rock and roll.
Right.
No, this is straight up pop music. This guy, he's old. This is
Sam Stone's Welcome Home.
I don't know much about him. He's from the 70s, I believe. He's a country guy, obviously. Folky. apparently has a lot of followers.
Okay.
He makes me want to take a, like an Ambien. He is an Ambien.
I was going to say, he is an Ambien.
I'm sure he has better music. Sorry, John Prine, if you're listening. This band, I have no idea who they are. They came out in the 70s. They are called Kraftwerk, and I don't think they sound good at all. It's called The Robots.
Doesn't even sound familiar.
This is from the 70s. That's probably why. It's probably one of these obscure...
You have no idea what was played in my household when I was a kid.
Yeah, but I think this is, was one of those, like, really, like, fringe type of followings and, like, kind of like MC50.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kind of weird, like, you know, cult following type of bands.
Mm-hmm.
I could get it, though. Just hearing that music, it kind of brought up the whole synthesizer. And in the 70s, that... It was used, but not as much as the 80s, which that kind of sounded like it was derivative.
Right.
You know, a derivative song of that kind of stuff. Again, don't get this one. Ladies loved Cool J.
Yep, yep, they did.
LL Cool J does not belong into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So what other options do they have other than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Nothing. Make another.
Yeah.
Change the name. I mean, you can't agree that goes in.
No.
What did you think about the one prior to it?
No, crap? Definitely not.
Okay. Yeah, that just seemed too weird. The John Pry, I think I could let him go because it was folky, probably an inspiration.
Right.
Kind of like a Bob Dylan type of...
Yeah.
...esque type of thing in the 60s. And we just said MC 50. Well, this is MC 5. I know how you want it, 60s.
Just from listening to it, sounds like it fits.
It does. I mean, I'm sure if I knew more about their history, I would understand why they're in it.
Yeah.
I just go by popular names, like ones that I know. I don't know of this band, but it's not really my style. Like a jam band type of, like, Neil Young. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
And that seems like where that came from and maybe kind of inspired all that music to follow. And now we're getting into, like, the very popular bands, at least for our generation. The first one... Radiohead.
Yeah.
I like this song from them. I like nothing else.
I liked a lot of their... I mean, I still like a lot of their stuff, so...
It just seemed too pretentious for me. They're the Starbucks of music.
Yeah, they can be.
I will give it, though, this song, right in the beginning, that... is probably the most famous rock... like guitar moment in a song. Everybody knows what song it is if you just go jiki, jiki. You can hear it. Wait, I think I can play it again. There we go. You know what that song is at that point. And another one, I mean, there's no way. This took a year too long for this band to be in. Rage Against the Machine. My God, talk about bringing back what the lifestyle of the 60s, the protest music, and making it new.
What is, when they do the nominees, like, what are the requirements as far as, like, how many or how long they've been?
Think it's 25 years after their first gold record.
Okay.
Which makes me feel really old about Rage Against the Machine right now.
But they would have just hit that.
This one, I think it might have been last year.
Okay.
It might have been last year. I might be wrong on that one, but I think it was last year that they were first eligible to go in there. But obviously... didn't make it, but they deserve it beyond belief.
Yeah.
They were, like, they were a culture-changing band, so I was all about them getting in, so that's really nice. I don't know what this band is, I'm just gonna play it for a little bit. Roxy Music. Pyjama-rama.
Okay.
This sounds generic to me. I don't know how these... So if you get a gold record, you're just in the Hall of Fame?
I guess.
That's stupid. This doesn't belong. I get why it's musically important. It's Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Tell me something good. I mean, it made porn music. It's what, like, I'm wondering, like, what was porn music before the 70s?
Don't know.
What was it, like the Beatles? Because I don't know any other music that's used in that. They didn't update. It all sounds like this.
It was just like silent film.
Yeah. Oh, you look pretty. And it's just the words coming across. Charlie Chaplin style. I'm iffy on this one. Stevie Nicks was on the list.
So not the band, just Stevie Nicks.
Just Stevie Nicks. I'm guessing, I think Fleetwood Mac is already in it.
Okay.
And now she's getting in for her stuff,
mean,
like Edge of 17.
She still did a lot of rockish style music.
I get her, because that was women in rock
right.
type of deal. And she also inspired Bootylicious. That song samples it.
Seriously?
My body, so if you hear it, I'm Bootylicious.
No.
What? What? I think you're going to agree with this band. This is ultimate Mickey band.
Uh-oh.
The Cure.
Yeah.
They just sound whiny to me.
They definitely, as much as I like them, there's definitely a point in time where I'm like, okay, I've had enough of you. Like, yeah, good.
Even
thanks.
Their happy songs. It's Friday, I'm in love. No, you're not. You're depressing. Sound like you have a fat lip. This was a band I'm actually shocked didn't make it earlier. It's the Zombies. They took this long. These guys are from the 60s.
Yeah.
Still, just made it. Well, they're on the short list. They did not right. make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then things ended out with Todd Rundgren.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. He actually had more interesting stuff when he did the Todd Rundgren Experience. That was very prog rock. This is kind of just... This embodies the 80s right here.
He's one of those that I only know it if I hear it.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean. Now to the depressing part. Who was left off this list? This short list. This isn't even the final. I can get if they didn't make the final. Nine Inch Nails did not make the short list.
Wow.
That's shocking. He changed the way music sounded. He made it kind of theatrical. I mean, he inspired Tool, A Perfect Circle, all because of Trent Reznor.
Right.
Did not make it in. And the one that blew my mind actually left out last year off the short list. Soundgarden.
Okay.
After Chris Cornell dies, you did not put him in?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That to me is the biggest glaring miss on this. Who, I mean, is there anybody that you think from like the 90s or something quick that you could think of that should have been
no,
on there?
No, no, because I'm not so up to date on it that I know who's already in
that's
there.
That's the problem.
Not.
That's the problem. Like, I think Nirvana's in, Pearl Jam's in,
right.
except Jeff Ament was kept out because he wasn't. That's the weird thing, because 25 years after your gold record, if that person wasn't on that gold record, they're not in.
Right.
That's why with Bruce Springsteen, he went in first, and then the E Street Band went in the next year.
Right.
Because they were in his band, but they were not credited on the album. Okay. That seems kind of
But
crappy.
It makes sense, because they didn't make it.
But no,
so.
They did. They just weren't credited on the album.
Oh, okay.
That seems kind of crappy.
Well, whose fault is that?
Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Which I think he's overrated. He's a cult following.
No kidding.
He's had, like, what, 4 radio hits? Pops.
Yeah.
He is the Grateful Dead of rock.
Kind of, yes.
Because Neil Young, he's had radio hits. Bruce Springsteen, I can name him off, like, literally a handful of songs. Dancing in the dark. You know, Courtney Cox was in it. She did.
Yeah, I remember. I don't need the replay. Thanks, E.
Hey, baby! So who do you think should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that did not make it yet? Or should have been on the short list this year? You can email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next... Me, years ago, going on Plenty of Fish, could have cost me my life. Don't believe me? Wait to hear what this lady did.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
I hope it's true that there's plenty more fish in the sea.
The girl that made this song had the ultimate, like, if you got added by her on Facebook, you would think she was a porn ad.
Uh-oh.
Her name on YouTube is Sezzy Babe 1. Anything with a number has that kind of, but when you call yourself Sezzy Babe, I mean, I'm guessing it's sexy, but it's like Sezzy. So, you know the story about me meeting I actually met my ex-fiance on Plenty of Fish.
Right.
And I met my now-fiance on Plenty of Fish.
Proofreader.
Yeah. So I did it simply because I work all the time. You know this.
Yep.
I don't have time. I don't want to meet people at work. That doesn't work out, at least in my personal experience.
Don't think it's ever worked out for anybody.
I'm sure there's some cases, and we'll have people emailing us at freaks@freakaccent.com going, well, I did. Well, you're the minority.
Yep.
That does not always work out because you're around them all the time. So I did that. End up working out great. That might be because I was definitely careful about who was adding me and what was happening. Because who knows? My ex could have done what happened here.
Uh-oh.
Jilted by her boyfriend. Lies. And feelings of betrayal. That's what 20-year-old Avalon Fishback told investigators.
Her name is Fishback. And she was on Plenty of Fish.
Led her to allegedly seek out other men. Not for a relationship, but to take out a hit on her former lover. The Langston University student arrested by campus police at her dorm Tuesday after a roughly month-long investigation by the FBI and OSBI. An investigation that started in August when the...
It started in August?
Okay.
That worries me that someone could be investigated since August for something that's very obvious. And you waited this long?
They needed lots of evidence?
I think they had it.
OSBI was contacted by Missouri law enforcement. A man using the dating website Plenty of Fish contacted by a user, Antonique919, asking to kill her ex. When investigators visited with Fishback at her campus apartment, court documents say she admitted to soliciting the Missouri man, as well as at least three others. One instance included a face-to-face at Stars and Stripes Park in Oklahoma City. The price? $1,000 to shoot and dump her ex.
$1,000? Really?
$1,000? You want me to kill somebody? It better be like... At least
100,000?
Yeah, six figures at minimum. 100,000, yeah. Way too low.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking murder.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Court documents say the man backed out. Fishback said she wanted her ex dead because he had betrayed her, lied to her mother, and broke off the relationship. When asked how she might feel if someone had actually gone through with the plot, Fishback said she would be happy.
So, she just doesn't even care.
Yeah.
Like, she would be happy? If someone... Why not just break up with him?
Because she's a psycho.
Well, yeah, I think that's goes without saying, but... Like, I don't know.
You can't put logic into these situations. That doesn't work.
But, like, to do it so openly like that...
Again, you're putting logic in.
Oh, and $1,000? I think I'm more offended by that.
Yes, absolutely.
$1,000 to murder somebody. And the sad thing is...
Somebody was almost willing to do it.
Well, maybe she said meet up and she didn't. Well, no, because she said she messaged him. So why did that guy meet her?
Yeah.
I would start investigating that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of creep in that story. But I was a lot of creep on Plenty of Fish, and look what I found. Love. But when you take people on a date, it costs some money. But how much did $10 of today's money mean when you were born? This is going to be one of the most depressing things you hear coming up next.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Did you get your money's worth? And was it worth all your time?
I'm not sure. If I went back in time, it would be worth all my time. $10. Could get you what now, Mickey? It's hard.
Nothing. No, not nothing, but...
Very little groceries.
I could literally... If I go to Starbucks, I can get, what, a cup of coffee and, like, a muffin?
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. That's how little $10 means anymore. You can't... I remember when I was younger... I was able to fill a tank of gas with $10.
Yeah.
A full tank. Now, that's a third maybe on a good, like on a low tank car.
Yeah.
Because it's about 30 bucks.
Three, what is it, like $3 a gallon?
Something like that. So that's a lot of money. So you got to wonder how much has that changed over the years? And this article, it's from Business Insider. They got it from the Bureau of Logistics or something like that. And they found out, they kind of worked it out, what $10 meant throughout various years of when people were born.
Okay.
Which is every year. That's kind of stupid to say when you were born. It's every year. So in 1965, $10 was worth around $80.82.
Okay.
$80.82. Right now, you can buy a pair of New Balance shoes where?
What?
Oh, okay. No. That's equivalent of what you could buy a New Balance shoes right now.
Today, yeah.
So, a pair of 574 New Balance women's shoes retailed for $79.99, retail for $79.95. In 1965, $10 could afford you New Balances. $10.
Kind of curious what it would afford you in 1965. Like, how cheap was stuff back then?
Well, that's what it went with how much people were paying and stuff like that. So, let's move up to, like, more relevant times of people. I don't think anybody in 1965 is listening to us, or very little. So, let's go to, this seems like a good year. 1975.
Sure.
$10. How much do you think it's worth? Don't look.
Well, it's hard. I got a TV in front of my face. Yeah. What year are we talking about here?
1975.
I don't know. Let's say if it was 80, let's say it probably stayed about the same. 80?
No, it went down drastically, actually. $48.40.
Okay.
What that could buy you in 2018? What you can buy with
$48.40.
Yeah. 216 diapers.
Who wants to buy those?
That's disgusting. That's what you could have bought in 1975 with $48.78. That's what I'm gathering from this. Let's read a little bit. Hang on. Baby care in the United States is costly. A pack of 216 Pamper Swaddler diapers retailed for $46.99 at Walmart. In Walmart in 1975, $10 could have bought you that same thing.
Okay.
Or the equivalent of that, Swaddler diapers. Wow. So I get how they're doing.
So money went down, prices went up.
Yeah. So when were you born?
86.
Okay, so let's go with me first because that's first in line. I'm old.
Yeah. Good, laugh at yourself.
1983, I'm not even going to look at this. 1983, I'm going to guess it was worth $25.
I'm going to go, I think it went back up after that, so I'm going to go with $67.
It was worth $25.78! Yeah!
So it just keeps going down.
This is kind of funny. If you want to buy a Donald Trump Make America Great Again hat, I know, Mickey, that's on your shopping list. That was made in America. You're going to have to pay more than from a Chinese manufacturer. An American-made hat goes for $24.99 on Etsy. In 1983 dollars, that would have been $10. All right, so you were 86. God, for Crisco, we're going to have to go up to, like, what, 99? I don't even know when he was born. I think he was like, how old is he?
91? Yeah. I think he's either a year younger or no, older he was than born my sister.
He was born in the 80s, though, wasn't he? Because my brother's like 27.
I don't know.
We'll guess. I don't know how great of friends we are.
Yep.
1986. Don't look.
Damn
it.
Why'd you scroll down?
I didn't mean to. How much did it...
We know. The money just keeps going down.
Yeah, $23.01. And here's an interesting fact. If a regular size Hershey bar is too small for you, fear not. A 3-pack of 7-ounce Hershey bars retail for $22.73 on Jet.com. That seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
In $1980, that would have cost you $10. And you would have got some change back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that seems cheating. That's not $10 then. Liars. So let's take a guess. Let's move down some dates and we'll eventually hit Crisco.
I say 91. I think he's 91.
I think he's 90. I don't know. 1980. Yeah, it's just not enough to just do a couple years. You kind of have to move up quite a bit. All right, let's go 1990. What?
Fine.
I thought you threw the F-bomb.
No.
All right. What do you think it was worth in 1990? I'm going to say it was worth... I'm going to say there was a jump. It's $30.
Yeah, I'm going to go with it kept going down. So let's go with like $19.
$19.79.
All right.
How about that? In 2018, a case of 12 Red Bull energy drinks sets for $19.69 on Amazon.com. Why would you buy that from Amazon? And in 1990, you could have bought that 12-pack for $10 to get yourself jolted. 91. I like the picture.
Yeah, the picture of the Tide Pods. It's appropriate.
$10 in 1991 was worth $18.73 in today's age, which would have bought you, as you can guess, Tide Pods. That's how much they cost. It would have been $10. 72 count.
Yeah.
$10 back in... Damn. I wish I could have went back in time and then used this money correctly.
So when did the stock market crash in the 90s? Or was that earlier? Was that the 80s?
Let's find out. We're just going to keep going down.
Scrolling.
It just seems like it's... Like, it seems like...
The value of the dollar goes to nothing.
95, 16... I don't even know what some of these products... Like, hibachka?
Kombucha.
Oh!
Condoms? Okay.
1997. Condom time. 1997, a $10 bill would have cost $15.87. That is how much a 10-pack of condoms cost now.
Yep.
Latex Trojans, to be exact. Bear skin. Mm. For both pleasure. Yeah. In 1997?
It would have cost $10.
$10 to make a terrible mistake.
No, no. You're getting condoms. Doing a good thing.
Maybe.
Keep going.
It's a different feeling.
Why are there socks and sandals? What is wrong with people?
It's a... Talking about... Okay, well, might as well tell you that. 1999. You couldn't party... Well, you could have partied harder then. Party like it's 1999 because $10 was equal to $15.35.
Okay.
That is how much 18 pairs of men's socks cost now, and it would have been $10 then. Wow, they really take you all the way up the years, don't they?
Every single one of them.
You know what the funny thing is? It doesn't really go down that much. Well, obviously, we're reaching nowadays dollars, so this really is kind of...
We're still 18 years out.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. Let's try to get as low as possible here. Like, I mean, in 2003, for instance, only 15 years ago, $10 was worth $13.88.
Okay.
That's quite a jump!
Yeah.
That's for inflation ways. That's why I don't believe in inflation the way they're doing it. That's impossible for inflation to go up that way, the way inflation should work. Something shouldn't jump that high.
It's 15 years, though. It's a lot of time.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. But, I mean, that's a lot of money. I don't think it goes all the way down to, like, current times, because that would be kind of stupid.
But I mean, kind of funny, though.
Yeah, see, today.
I want to see. Let's go. Scroll.
No, it goes to 2010. Wow, only 8 years ago.
Okay.
8 years ago, I don't think it's that much more. It actually, $11.64, $10. It was worth $1.64 more.
All right.
How about that? And it could have bought you a Starbucks. It says that. No, it could have bought you two pumpkin spices.
Blech.
Blech. No, they're good at Starbucks. I'm telling you, give it a shot.
No.
Give it a shot.
No.
Well, now that we thoroughly depressed you, let's tell you how you could take that worthless $10 and make it into a party. But not just any party. These are 8 key elements for throwing that Halloween party so that people won't leave in 20 minutes.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
This is the Mozart of our generation.
Yeah.
Andrew W.K. I wonder if he wrote out party that many times. Party hard, party hard, party hard, party hard. Do you know this is not the same song as It's Time to Party, which is another one of his.
Yep.
This is Party Hard. When was the last time you threw a party, Mickey?
Last year? Yeah, last year.
Was it like a house party?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Did people stay for a long time?
Forever and ever and ever, amen. They wouldn't go home.
So you know how to throw a party.
Unfortunately.
See, I do too. But the thing is, I invite my friends, so they don't normally leave.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But I have been to parties that are thrown, that were thrown not by friends, but by acquaintances.
Yeah.
That I've kind of did the... What you do is you kind of like the gym from The Office, where you kind of get a mental image of everything. You have a conversation with everybody. Make sure you're seen. Then have a key point in the party to remember, and then you duck out before anyone notices. That way you can tell the story, and you'd be like, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you just didn't see me.
No, or you, they see you, but they didn't know how long you were there.
Uh-huh.
You never say bye.
Yep.
You just...
out.
Yeah. But if you're throwing that party and you don't want that happening to you, this is according... this is going to tell you the 8 key elements to throwing that party without having people leave in like 20 minutes or so, which happens probably, Mickey, you do that all the time.
What?
Leave a party in 20 minutes.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's probably your forte. So if you could keep, this might be able to keep Mickey. We'll see if it's able to keep her and might help you out for that Halloween party you're throwing a couple weeks. Maybe you're doing it this weekend. Who knows? This is according to a survey that asked people, you know, what makes a good party a party. Number 8. We'll start with number 8 and go up. This is from the New York Post, by the way. All right. Number 8. No, these actually go into descending order. Why do they do this?
To drive you nuts.
Yeah. Okay. Offer someone a drink in under 8 minutes.
Okay.
That makes sense. Because if you're ignored, if you're within 10 minutes, I don't get a drink or something, or get offered a drink.
Yeah, you feel left out. You're like, what the hell?
You're like, they wouldn't even notice if I'm gone.
Right.
That's why.
You got it.
And then you automatically put that in their head. So, okay, so that's an obvious one. Just offer them a drink right when they walk in, you're set. Number 2, talk to your guests within 8 minutes of getting there. So you kind of go in a little bit early, I'd say. Duck in. Say, hey, how you doing? How was your day? Blah, 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 blah. And then say, do you need a drink?
Yep.
Because, yeah, if you just offer a drink, it's kind of like, you still didn't say hi to me, so...
No, my thing is usually, like, especially last year's was funny, because our neighbor had just moved in, so he didn't know anybody, and we're having this massive party in the backyard, and I could see him slinking around, and I'm like, come over! I'm like, just because... So he hops over the fence, and we're like, grab food, grab a drink, and he sat down and started talking to us. We're like, good, perfect.
And you kept him there.
Yep, he was there the whole night.
See, so far, you have followed all these rules. Offer someone a snack within 10 minutes.
Yep.
Oh, that seems like
you
a
go to a party for drinks and food. Come on.
Or
you're
drinks.
Not there for your friends.
Oh, Jesus. That's Mickey at afreakaccent.com to all her friends.
Thanks for the quotes.
Friends. Just in case you want to hear it again. Her friends.
Uh-huh.
Offer a refill within 20 minutes. Now we're getting a little antsy. I don't know about that. Do you have to offer? At least every party I've thrown and been at, it's kind of like, okay, here's where the drinks are. That's when they offer it to you.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just figure it out yourself.
Yeah, we usually kind of show everybody. It's a free-for-all. Like,
yeah.
We supply everything. You figure out how to pour it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to go and be your butler at the party either, because then it's not fun. No, this one's obvious. And if you do this at a party, which I think Crisco does.
Probably.
Don't talk about money. I don't think he does that.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have any.
Ooh.
He would say the same thing.
This is true.
And the other thing is, don't talk about politics.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard one for him.
He has a hard time on this show, and we're not even talking about politics.
I know.
Right there, he would have brought up a gun debate. Right there. Hands down, and he would have said taxation is theft. He did that at last episode.
This is true.
No reason. No reason. Just does it. I have to, like, reel him in. Politicrisco. And he probably does that at parties.
We'll have to find out one of these days.
Yeah, let's invite him and just, like, we'll hang up pictures of political things. Particle things.
Something with flat earth will be set.
Yeah, we'll put a globe out, but it will just be flat. We gotta get him that for Christmas.
A flat globe?
A flat globe.
Okay.
We'll just get him it just laying on there. We'll have him unwrap it, and he'll just get so mad. We'll have him do it on the show, so then we don't have to do anything else, because
it'll just be the whole show.
Yeah,
it'll be perfect.
He'll say it's over, and then he continues.
Yep.
Talk about TV shows, movies, and for food. God, thank God food's on that list, or you never have a party.
Yep.
What shows would you... Will you talk about Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That's what I know. I almost said you watched Motley Crue. No, you watched Monty Python.
Yes, I watched Monty Python.
So you could do that. Nothing relevant, but or food. Yeah, I've done that conversation. Like, I'll be like, oh, dude, check out this thing online on Facebook, and it'll be like this special, like...
burger or something.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. My aunt made me one. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show. My friend shared on my Facebook this pumpkin pie because she knows I love that. And... it's made with Fireball whiskey.
Ooh, that sounds rough.
And I was like, I need to try that. All of a sudden, my aunt came that day and had the pie. She had off that day and wanted to cook.
Okay.
It tastes fantastic, by the way.
All right.
The alcohol's burned out of it.
Oh, this is true. Yeah.
Yeah. And it actually tastes bright because you don't have to put the spices in. So it tastes just like pumpkin.
Okay.
And you just get that. You get the spice from the fireball.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to pour some on top, that would not hurt either. Just saying. Number 7. Do not ask people to take off their shoes. Why would you do that at a party? I get if it's like 2 people over.
Yeah. My mind just kind of went, poof.
How old are you? Oh, and also, make sure that the
don't touch anything.
The cellophane is on top of the couch and all the coverings and everything so nothing gets dirty. Come on. Yeah, don't touch anything. And that vase, it shouldn't be out here. If you have that delicate of a house...
Don't have a party.
Don't have a party, because somebody's going to spill a drink.
Yep.
Yeah, the shoes are the least of your problems. And finally, the number 8 thing to keep people at your parties is make sure the party will look good in Instagram photos.
Can we just say photos? Photos would be fine.
But how does that make people stay there longer?
I guess that's the millennial thing. Is like, if you see the party going on Instagram, then you want to go.
But you're already there.
Yeah, but your friends aren't.
Oh, but it could make them stay longer because they want to take Instagram photos.
Yeah.
With everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's kind of Crisco. I could see that being
a little bit, yeah.
Because he posts a lot of pictures. Not so much on Instagram anymore, but Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He does do that a lot.
I wonder if he's still using a Snapchat account.
Oh, you know he is. That guy is snipping and snapping all
and
over.
And we don't know because we're not on it.
I'm going to go and make a fake account and just kind of stalk him. I mean, I do have friends that could just do that. Maybe I'll text them and say, hey, can you just check if this counts? Check Crisco on the air. And see. You know what? Listener, if you could go on your Snapchat, if you have one, check for Crisco on the air. I know Crisco on air because it didn't allow him to put the. Crisco on air and see if he's still on Snapchat. If he is... I want photo evidence sent to us at freaks@freakaccident.com. That's freaks@freakaccident.com or, you know, whatever way you want to send it, Facebook, Twitter. I don't care. I just want to see that.
Yeah.
Also, what I want to see is I want to see people haven't done this yet. That dog picture that's on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Freak Accident Facebook. We have the picture of him doing the Snapchat dog thing because it was part of the bet. And I want people to meme it.
Ooh.
We have to get people to meme the crap out of that picture. So
that would be hysterical.
It then never dies. It continues to come back, and you could put that on our Facebook or email it to us, freaks@freakaccident.com. In fact, if you do that, I will send you free stickers, but we will send you free stickers regardless. Just send your physical mailing address with it.
Stickers!
Oh, we have a drop, and you do it all the time.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, you can't find it, though.
No, I could.
Keep going. Yep. Yes! There it is.
There it is. First day I played that, you cracked up. Yeah.
Now I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I'm a broken man.
That's why I can't do it right. It's because I'm running like 5 different things right now, and Crisco's not here. He will be back next week. We're kind of in that odd
point. And maybe I won't be. Who knows?
Yeah, well, no, that's the way this goes. If he's there, you're not there. If you're not there, he's not there. In fact, take your bets and email it to us, freaks@freakaccent.com. Take a guess. We'll do a bet on who's going to be here next week. Is it going to be the whole show or minus 1 or 2 of us? If it's 2 of us, then, well, that's happened before.
It has happened before. And I pulled it off. Yep.
So maybe I won't be there. That would be a first. I have never missed
that. I don't know if that would go over. The show may never happen.
That's...
We might kill each other.
Yeah, you and Crisco might actually. And I have the iPad.
Yeah.
So that kind of kills everything. Well, we're in that odd point of the show where we can't really do the last thing. So we're going to have to end it out. But we are going to save this for next week. It's the prank. It is a prank this guy put to do a anti-capitalism type of prank to prove a point.
And it's very appropriate for Crisco to be involved in that.
Oh, that's great.
We're good.
Well, so that'll be the whole show next week. But it's a prank that then backfires on the prankster. It is so great and so beautiful of what happened in this prank. It's so short, but it's so amazing. And you'll have to wait till next week to get it. Plus, we're going to ask you a question. If you could choose to vacation on any planet, Which one would you choose?
Really?
Hold it off. We're going to find that out next week. And we want to know yours so we can incorporate you on this show called The Freak Accident. All you have to do is, again, once again, that email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's freaks@afreakaccident.com. You can email us that. Or you can do that on our social medias. You can let us know. We're going to have a post up there that kind of ponders that question. And you could get that through afreakaccident.com. Click on the connect page or just search Facebook for A Freak Accident. I think we're the only one.
Yeah.
So just look up A Freak Accident on Facebook, Twitter, or wherever you want to let us know that. What if you could vacation on any planet, which one would you choose? And it's going to tell you something about yourself, and we could tell that to you next week when we do the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Any plights in life? Skate park's gone?
Well, the skate park's kind of gone. It'll be hopefully back up, which may be the reason why I'm not there next week, because it just occurred to me.
Oh my God. She's already saying it. You ruined the bed.
I did not ruin the bed.
You just did! That was not even a word.
It ends earlier in the day. Look at that. It'll be fine. I'll make it.
She's going to be a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer now. She just made a song like LL Cool J. You're like Missy Elliott. She's stupid.
No.
That is going to be a drop for me forever.
It is.
All right. Go to afreakaccident.com till we come back next week. And you can go to the podcast archive and you can get anything, any episode we ever did right there. And where, though, can they get it without even having to do a step?
Apple iTunes.
Apple iTunes. Yes, Apple Podcasts.
Because I never get the name right. I don't know what it is anymore.
It's the same thing.
It's the thingy with Apple. It's fine.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts over on Apple iTunes.
And subscribe. And leave us a review because we don't hear from you enough.
Yes. And when you... Speaking of subscribing, that's exactly what I meant. You could have it delivered to you, so you don't even have to download. It'll come right onto your iTunes account, and you'll be set. You can do that on Google Play Music and review us over there, or anywhere you can get a podcast. You can really get us. We don't really care where you get us. Just come and grab it. That was one of those moments where I knew it was happening. I heard it happening. Didn't stop it from happening, though.
It's okay.
Yeah, so come and grab it.
That's the end of the show.
I think so. I think it is.
How are we ending this?
I just think I did. Wow. So, for Crisco, for myself, Lazy E.
I'm Mickey.
I'm Lazy E.
What are we reminding them of?
You think you might have it all figured out, or whatever that line is. I don't know.
Until there's a freak accident.
Yeah, I think I said the wrong one. Whatever.
Knock, knock, trick or treat. Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.